This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. In an extraordinary phone call, U.S. President Donald Trump pleaded on Saturday with election officials in the southern U.S. state of Georgia to find him enough votes to overturn his pivotal loss there to President-elect Joe Biden. Mr. Trump spoke with the state's top elections official, Republican Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, in a recording obtained by The Washington Post and published Sunday afternoon. In an hour-long call, Mr. Trump disputed the accuracy of three separate vote counts in Georgia that showed Mr. Biden won. On Sunday, Trump said on Twitter, "I spoke to Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger yesterday about Fulton County and voter fraud in Georgia. He was unwilling or unable to answer questions such as ballots under the table scam, ballot destruction, out-of-state voters, dead voters, and more. He has no clue." That's the end of the tweet. A few hours later, Raffensperger replied, also via Twitter, "Respectfully, President Trump, what you're saying is not true. The truth will come out." Even if Trump were to upend the Georgia vote, Biden would still have more than the 270-vote majority needed to win the presidency in the Electoral College. U.S. Representative Nancy Pelosi was on Sunday re-elected Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives with a narrower Democratic majority in the chamber and challenges ahead. This will be her fourth term as leader or Speaker of the House. The Democrat from California is the first female House Speaker. She got 216 votes Sunday afternoon, with two Democrats voting for other candidates, three others simply voting present. Few members were unable to vote because they had tested positive for coronavirus or had other health problems. Pelosi had been head of the Democratic Party in the House since 2003. This is VOA News. The United States has reversed a decision to send home a Navy aircraft carrier operating in the Middle East, citing tensions with Iran. Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller said in a statement late Sunday that the move was made in response to, quote, recent threats issued by Iranian leaders against President Trump and other U.S. government officials. Miller said the USS Nimitz will now remain in place. He added, no one should doubt the resolve of the United States of America. The Pentagon chief had said last week that the Nimitz would return home and end its 10-month deployment. Sunday's one-year anniversary of the U.S. killing of Iranian top commander General Qasem Soleimani had raised concerns of Iranian retaliation and prompted the U.S. military to conduct B-52 flyovers in the region and send a nuclear submarine to the Persian Gulf. Authorities in southwestern Pakistan said Sunday that gunmen had kidnapped and killed 11 coal mine workers. The deadly overnight attack took place in the town of Mach in Baluchistan province, 50 kilometers southeast of Quetta, the provincial capital. Local officials confirmed that several miners were also seriously injured and were being treated in a local hospital. A post-attack mobile video viewed by VOA showed the slain workers blindfolded with their hands tied behind their backs. The victims were said to be members of the minority Hazara Shiite community, which has come under attack from extremists in the past. Syrian state media says militants have ambushed buses traveling a highway in central Syria, killing 9 people, including a 13-year-old girl. The ambush late Sunday is the second this week to target buses traveling between government-controlled areas and the second to be blamed on suspected Islamic State militants. Nearly 30 people died in an attack, most of them soldiers returning home from the holidays. Islamic State militants were also believed to be behind that attack. Mali's former Prime Minister Modibo Keita has died at the age of 78. It's the latest in a series of deaths of high-profile political figures in the West African country. The interim prime minister who announced the death did not specify the cause or the time of death for Keita, who served as prime minister from 2015 to 2017. Modibo Keita was one of 6 prime ministers to serve under President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita, who was ousted in a coup in August. And rescue workers in Norway have uncovered a 7th body from a landslide that buried homes in the village of Ask near Norway's capital. 3 people are still missing and may be found alive. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.